Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
There's no more clear reason why you should vote biblical values than the example that I'll share with you today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. You know, we have been arguing, mentioning, encouraging the reason why it's important to vote biblical values, Holly. But this case out of California, as we go to the polls today across the country, is a reminder why we need to vote biblical values. Let me just give you a little bit of information before we continue further so you'll understand exactly what we're talking about. You have power-hungry governors like the governor Gavin Newsom of California.
Of course, we've been experiencing him with his executive
orders
for our churches.
Since March, he's tried to oppress not only the residents, but certainly churches, and we're litigating against him right now on behalf of churches. But you won't believe his latest restrictions for Thanksgiving. That's right. He's micromanaging how you eat, what you eat, when you eat, how long you can eat. He says all gatherings must include no more than three households, including host and guest, and only last 2 hours. Now, the three households, it's interesting because I have a family. There's some families like the 19 and counting. You remember that family on TV?
They have 19
kids. So what if you had three households that each had 15 kids? I guess you're okay. But if you have three households and all they have is three people, single individuals, you can't get any more than that.
Or let's say you have three married children, then you'd have to choose only two of the married couples could come.
Yeah, because you can't have.
Who are you going to say no to?
You can't have all your children there.
Right.
You can't have Thanksgiving with your brothers and sisters. So all the gatherings must include no more than three households. So you're right. I mean, so it's mom and dad and two of your five siblings.
Right. And it has to be outdoors. You can't have it indoors.
It has to be outdoors in California. But guests may go inside briefly to use the bathroom. You think we're making this up? This is not the Babylon Bee.
As long as the hosts are continually sanitizing the bathroom.
Yeah, because you have to sanitize between each use of the bathroom. So the host is going to be busy making the dinner and going in there to sanitize the bathroom.
But your gathering can only last for 2 hours or less.
Yeah, so. It can only last for 2 hours. So from start to end, you have to put a clock on it and say, oh, we're done. We have to end this wonderful Thanksgiving gathering. And by the way, you can't sit next to each other. So I guess this even applies to mom and dad.
You have to be 6 feet apart.
6 feet apart. And forget about singing. You can't shout. You can't play any wind instruments unless you're part of the same family and you're quite a distance away from everybody.
So I guess everybody has to like whisper. I mean, some families, they shout, they have a good time, but so we have to like whisper.
Oh, you have to be careful with all that now in California. And then there must be an attendee list so that you have to keep track of all the people that are in your family households or who are coming there from the three different households maximum. And you have to be able to provide that to the government if they request it.
Boy, does that sound Nazi, doesn't it?
Yeah, so if I'm going to go to grandma's house for Thanksgiving, she's got to take down my name, rank, and serial number.
Right.
And then give it to Governor Newsom if and when he wants it.
Right.
But, we can only have single serving food.
Yeah, let's
allowed.
Talk about food. Okay, we're going to really get to the heart of it.
So there's no... There's no turkey.
Only single serving food.
On the turkey. There's no drumsticks on the turkey.
No.
And there is no bowl of mashed potatoes that a brother can pass to a sister or a mom can pass to one of the other friends or relatives.
No cranberry salad.
No cranberry salad. You can't get seconds. Guests may not help themselves.
So I guess you just have to get like turkey eatables or those little package things or whatever.
Single serving food. So you have to, I guess, get the plates prepared and ask people, what do you want? And put on your Thanksgiving plate what you have asked for. But you cannot go get seconds. You cannot say, man, I would love to have another one of those turkey legs and just cut it right off the turkey. You can't like say, can you pass the gravy? You can't do that.
Nope.
No passing of the mashed potatoes, no sweet potatoes. And you cannot, by the way, pass around a pie. It's only single serving. So,
right.
And everybody, by the way, must wear a face mask during the dinner. So even though these are your family members, you got to wear a face mask outside, sitting in the hot sun, unless you have some shade. But who knows? You know, it's in California, so there's some pretty hot places still in California.
Well, he will allow you to take it down to eat, and then you have to put it right back on.
To eat. But, you know, Governor Newsom actually has another statement on face coverings, and he says that when you go to restaurants, what you need to do is wear your mask continually.
Right.
And in between bites, you pull it down, put the food in your mouth, and put it back up while you're chewing with the mask over your mouth.
So I guess he's envisioning that same rule for Thanksgiving. Won't that be fun?
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. Boy, I'd be so looking forward to Thanksgiving in California.
Oh, and you've got to have stations for hand sanitizer on different stations, you know, at the gathering as well. And attendees have to wash their hands or use the hand sanitizer frequently.
Yeah. Maintain hygiene as much as possible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All. And by the way, you cannot, listen to this, you cannot have the good Thanksgiving china or the nice silverware that you might save for Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Oh, so we're just looking at disposable?
So, you know, at our house we have some china that we bring out probably twice a year.
Sure.
Do it at Thanksgiving time and we do it at Christmas time. So if we were in California, we have to have paper plates, some kind of disposable item. You have to have some kind of disposable container. So you can't put that salad in a nice bowl.
Wow.
And you can't put the mashed potatoes in a nice bowl. Whatever you put it in, it has to be thrown away. Unbelievable.
Well, but you can't have musicians there. You know, he does allow that, but they have to be from one of the three households. And no wind instruments, so that means no trumpets or clarinets or anything like that.
No,
either,
but they have to be at a little distance from you as well.
Right.
And they have to be obviously playing outside. So what happens if it rains on Thanksgiving Day?
Boy.
You know, it does that sometimes in certain parts of the country. Now, I know some of you are in cold country, so, you know, you wouldn't want to eat outside. If Gavin Newsom were part of your state, he'd tell you to go out and eat in the snow if you have snow. You may have snow in some places. Or freezing.
You know, all the reason why the election is so important, Matt.
I mean, this is not Babylon B.
Right.
This is for
reality.
Real. How in the world?
And he's an elected official. So.
Yeah, would a governor think, for goodness sakes, that you have authority to do this? And this is the same governor that we're suing in California on behalf of Harvest Rock Church and Harvest International Ministries, which has 162 affiliated churches in California.
And he put those same restrictions, no singing, no chanting, you have to limit the amount of people that attend, all that outrageous restrictions, same kind of thing on the churches that we've been fighting.
Yeah, yeah, he has the same kind of restrictions on churches. Now, I know that some of you, like in Florida, for example, we have a different governor. And thankfully, on April the 1st, he removed all the restrictions on churches. And I know for some of you, you might be in states where it's not this outrageous. But unfortunately, for some of you listening to this program, you're in states like this. And this is not an exaggeration. I know sometimes you think, well, this is kind of like way over the top. Yes, it is, but it's not because we're exaggerating. This is exactly what, in fact, is happening. And in fact, you can't even have glasses and take them into the dishwasher and wash them. You can't have a cup of coffee in a porcelain cup or anything. You've got to have it in disposable glasses, disposable cups, disposable silverware or plasticware, disposable plates, disposable bowls. You know, I guess you have to have disposable big spoons.
A disposable Thanksgiving, it sounds like.
Dip out your Thanksgiving mashed potatoes.
But you know, Matt, I mean, you know, these are elected officials. He's an example. When we vote someone to represent us and our values. And is this what we want, this kind of elected official to represent us?
This is the kind of micromanagement of your freedom. This is
it's like
you
socialism.
Know, all of these outrageous restrictions, they come from governors who are very radically pro-abortion, who are anti-church. They put the worst restrictions on churches, and now they're doing it on Thanksgiving. Wait till Christmas comes around. Same thing's going to happen in California and other places for Christmas dinner. Or, obviously, can you even get together and open your packages? Think about what's happening in this country. Make sure you vote biblical values. Pray for this election because it is the most significant election in our lifetime. Pray and vote biblical values. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.